the American Awakening. Mike Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Let's go to the phone lines for just a moment. Okay, Mike in Kentucky, what are you going to correct me on today, buddy?
I wasn't going to correct you on anything except to point out that I think there's many layers to this rotten onion when it comes to spying. Most of the stuff that America is doing to is automated. If you remember that guy that had terrible aim that tried to shoot up the Republican practice for the congressional baseball game.
I vaguely remember that.
Go ahead. He only shot one guy in the hip, and I don't know how many bullets he sprayed out. You know, one congressman was pretty badly injured in it with a bullet to the hip. But I don't know if there was anybody else even wounded. I mean, so some of these folks that are talking about violently, the liberals are wanting to violently do a coup against Trump. I mean, they're going to have to you know, get to the target range a lot more probably. But anyway, this guy within 24 hours. The news media had every email, every correspondence and activity he had ever done in talking with Congress. And that's because it's all Googled. I mean, the NSA's Google is called X Key Score. That's one of the slides that Snowden leaked, and it's depicted in the movie Snowden that Oliver Stone made, where when he was trying to work for the CIA, they did an X key score on this guy that Snowden was trying to recruit, and of course they used his daughter against him by in getting her boyfriend to cheat on her, and then she tried to kill herself. You know, it's pretty ruthless. So he left the CIA over that, is the way it's depicted in the movie. He didn't have the ruthlessness to do that sort of personal attack on somebody. But they had all the guys' banking records and everything under that X key score, and Snowden didn't have the clearance to even see that, to know that it existed. When he worked at Boone Allen, is it, in Hawaii, as a contractor, he had access to all that stuff and snuck out a lot of these illegal programs that they've all given themselves immunity over. And of course, it's not just for harassment. Like you're talking about was called Love Int. Love Int was where these NSA people were googling ex-girlfriends and wives or current activities to see if they were cheating on them. The same sort of thing happened out in California with regular old police officers that had access to the Stingray type devices. They were profiling women as they're walking out of bars to try to prospect for liaisons. There's three or four San Francisco or San Bernardino officers got caught doing that. But what nobody talks about much, and I mean, I've watched 40, 50 hours of these whistleblowers videos from Tragedy and Hope. Did a 2.5-hour interview with William Binney. I've seen that several times. And I even got permission to air that on our local cable system. We've aired it dozens of times, but there's you know, of course, the movie Snowden. There's A Good American. I've seen it. It's pretty good. But Russell Tice gets into some of this, but hardly anybody mentions. I think there's one interview I've seen with William Binney and Jocelyn Raddick at a restaurant table where the Pentagon Papers guy, I'm trying to remember his name, Daniel Ellsberg, is that it? He asks him, is it true that these things can still be listening when I'm off? And William Binney says, well, yeah. But then he just goes right on and doesn't really touch on the significance of that, is the people's false sense of security when you think you've got your dang tablet or cell phone off. They're not. And there's still a button cell on the dang motherboard in that is got like 3 volts that can power some rudimentary subroutines that can be put into the operating system. If you have a phone that you can slide the battery physically off and even remove the SIM chip, it can still have power on that motherboard to record the audio and maybe even the GPS data points if there's enough signal for GPS. So,
Mike, in my own experience, I got to let you run here shortly because I got callers
sure.
online. But in my own experience in Ubering, okay, Uber has an app that goes in your phone, and Uber tracks everything. They know how fast you're going. They know when you put your brakes on. And as a matter of fact, if I get in a situation, there's a the screen gets kind of an orange color if there's a lot of activity in a specific area. And if I get in a specific area and I'm running a lot of passengers, and then I get a break and maybe have to go to the bathroom and get something to eat or whatever, I'll shut it off. And if it's really heavy, in a specific area, Uber will turn it on automatically. I don't turn it on. They turn it on, and then I get a ping for another ride. So there's no question.
Turn your phone on by remote? They turn your phone on for you?
They turn the app on for me.
Oh, the app. Okay. Well, right. I guess you've heard about some New York cab drivers committing suicide over the Uber stuff, right? Ride sharing is killing their business. They can't make it anymore. There's been a couple of, like, 60-something.
I haven't heard that.
Oh, no. Yeah. Just in the last week, couple of weeks, one of them shot himself, I think, on the steps of a government building. So it's pretty bad. But I don't see why cabbies can't do Uber as well. Is there some agreement that
they do? They do out here.
I was going to say, I don't see why they couldn't. In addition to their regular dispatcher.
Well, but I don't want to get a lot off topic. But I'll tell you, I drove a cab once years ago for one day, and really, the taxi service that I was, discount cab, I think it was, it's nothing more than a glorified auto rental because they charge the guys $109 a day, and you have to make that much just to break. When you've got your own car, plus it's about one third the fare in an Uber that it is a cab out here. So yeah, the cab companies are really up in arms about Uber. There was a big lawsuit over about us even going to the airport and picking people up.
And what your insurance company doesn't even know won't hurt you, right? Because a lot of insurance, like regular car insurance, kind of frowns on commercial use of your vehicle if it's a private.
Well, my auto insurance company, Uber covers it 100% when I've got a passenger or if I'm going to a passenger. My auto insurance company tried to convince me that I needed to have rideshare as a rider in my policy. And I talked to Uber. I put it in there, and then I talked to Uber about it, and they said that's nonsense. They just put it in there to jack up the premium. So I had them pull it out. Anyway, I got to run. I got callers on the line. Thanks for the call. All right, next up, Chris in Las Vegas. You'll be third up. Francis in North Carolina, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hello, young man.
Hello.
Hey, I think that yesterday's show may have been a repeat because I tuned in rather late, but I could be wrong about that, so my apologies if it wasn't or was, whatever the case is.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
Yes, it was. It was a rebroadcast. Go ahead.
Okay, good. Commenting lightly upon that, I have to do a hats off to the young politician that couldn't take any more and decided to bail out of D.C. and all that because of all the corruption and so
Ken
forth.
And, yeah, his name's Ken.
Right.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Now, interesting enough, in light of that discussion that was going on at that time, I'm reminded of a film that took a humorous look at the situation, even though it was very black and ugly in the District of Criminals. I may have mentioned this to you before. I have no idea. If I have, I apologize. It had Eddie Murphy, along some other stars, or guest stars, or supporting whatever actors or whatever, called Distinguished Gentlemen. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
No, I haven't.
But they have touched upon how the corruption functions in the District of Criminals from a humorous point of view. And mind you, there is at least one adult scene in the film, so in case someone happens to watch it and there's kids around, be forewarned.
Okay.
But there was one crystalline comment that he had with one other politician in D.C. over at dinner, and I thought that nailed it right there on the spot. I'll let you find out what the comment was, because it was actually a question he posed.
Well, I'll have to find it first. What is it, on Netflix or is it on YouTube videos? Because that's the only thing I have access to is YouTube videos.
It might be on Netflix more than YouTube because I don't know that they would allow something like that on YouTube.
Why don't you go ahead and give it up? Because I don't have Netflix, Francis.
Okay, then. Basically, they're talking about lobbyists. You have a lobbyist for this, you have a lobbyist for that, and then he's in the moment of indecision about which way he should go. And so the politician that is working with him says, well, why don't we just put you down for this much with this lobbyist or whatever have you? And so after a few moments of this back and forth going on, he says, you know, with all of this going on, how does anything get done in D.C.? He said, but that's the beauty of it. With all this money going back and forth, nothing ever gets done. That's the beauty. And I thought, you talk about something nailing it.
Right. That's exactly what Ken Buck did, and that's exactly what the SES is there to do, is that they're running a buffer. Nothing gets done, and they are doing nothing but bilking the taxpayers out of trillions of dollars. Matter of fact, there's an article that I was going to get into later, possibly, about, and it was written out of Forbes magazine. Since this is since the inception of this SES, over $21 trillion has been siphoned off. And so, that's another story.
Is that the one that went at the Pentagon?
Well, yeah, part of it is. But, I mean, a total of over $21 trillion has been siphoned off. A lot of it might be. I don't know where it's from. I have to do some digging on that. But we'll see. Anyway. All right. Anything else?
Have a great one.
All right.
Later.
Thanks, Francis. Let's go to Chris in Vegas. Chris, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. How you doing?
Why, thank you so much, Michael. Enjoying the commentary this morning and the illuminated callers you have calling in. I thought I'd share with you that alleged bastion of free speech over there at the AJ channel, also known as Billy Hicks, who restricts the phone calls and won't let my calls go through to get on the air, even when I post salient comments on there that are appertaining to the commentary of the point at hand.
You're talking about Jones?
Apparently, it finds it too dangerous to let true knowledge and liberty come through on that channel. They only want propaganda that suits their agenda. So
are they screening their calls, Chris? Are you talking about Alex Jones?
I am. What they do is they record that the lines are busy this time, or where all the lines are full up, or whatever else. They push the button to play to obliterate the caller they don't like to have on the air, in spite of the fact that I've received accolades for commentary on the Jones channel before.
I see.
However,
okay.
Today, they have a very articulate Pakistani woman named Hobbs that had been on there earlier, who was an 8-year-old sold into sexual slavery, posed as married at 8 years old to a pedophilic abuser of the Muslim faith, supposedly. And she was speaking very eloquently, but they were talking about reproductive organ mutilation. And I thought I would bring up the fact that male or female reproductive organ mutilation is a deviant sex practice by mostly male-dominated societies, although there are women who also perform these reprobate, deviant, demonic practices on women as well as children in the form of male circumcision or female circumcision. And this is just an aberration that should be an abomination to the Creator and anybody that believes that the Creator created perfect beings that are made in His image would be trespassing on His most precious commodity, those made in His image, in my estimation.
I'm going to have to agree with that, yeah. I mean, that is practiced a lot. Where is it? What country is that? Well, there's a number of countries. I think it's under Sharia law. And don't quote me on that. I'm saying I think it is. I did a show last year on Sharia law, so I can't remember. I know it does go on, though, and I know it's a disgusting practice. And it happens, I think, is it in Afghanistan? Or is it,
Well, most Muslim, Islamic, or Zionist countries practice the same deviosity. It's pretty well known that the rabid rabbis of the Talmudic faith, the Zionists, do male circumcisions, and there's a horrific, I could describe it, but I hesitate to do so.
I know what they do. Yeah, I know what they do. They bite it. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And this is on the males. Of course, have both male and female dominant societies, and this supposedly cutting off the organs of the female, the labial lips and the clitoris, seems to be a demonic practice to dissuade women from having sexual interest so they can only serve the male purposes of being abused when they want to and not have any less satisfying urges that might drive them to others' arms.
Okay, so let me ask you, how did we get off into this topic from where I was at?
Thought that illuminating the public on this channel, where true free speech and liberty to talk about most topics is generally afforded to the callers, and you're a great host and you put sunshine of light, we could also talk about the insanity of Nancy Pelosi and her entourage, the lion Paul Ryan, the lion of Zion, the rabid rabbi, along with Mitch McConnell, the imposter conservative, left-wing terrorist, and John McCainite, who has never been a conservative. He's just an imposter conservative, much like Harry Reid and others of their left-wing terrorists that pose as conservatives to dupe the poor, ignorant masses of sheeple who think that just because they label themselves as a conservative, Republican, or Democrat, it's just two left and right wings of the same dirty bird.
All right, you still haven't said anything I disagree with, so... I mean, you know, it's an ugly swamp. Let's put it that way, Chris. All right. And, you know, I guess the good news in all of this, you know, I talked a little bit about the tax bill, and I know all these people were railing about it, the omnibus bill. Huh. And omnibus means everywhere or anything. So all these people are railing on this thing. Here's the good news. I'm going to give you all a little bit of good news here. All of this stuff that I've been reporting on the last couple of days about the SES and Serco, Donald Trump is aware of all of it. He's not naive to this. He's being briefed on it. So, you know, that's encouraging. That's good, encouraging news from my point of view. Yeah. So, you know, before everybody starts railing on this guy, just think 4D chess, because I am semi-confident that not only is he aware of it, but he's playing 4D chess in the art of the deal to ultimately do something about it. So that's all I'll say about that. I'm not either on or off the Trump train, but I am watching very closely, Chris. Go ahead.
One final observation for you, Michael. I think it's more correctly termed the communist spending bill that's unlimited, because it's basically theft of the American people's money and felony criminal conversion to others' interests that we would never have voted to put that in those places. Hopefully Trump can use his powers as the executive to redirect it to more useful purposes that would serve the American public instead of our foreign enemies.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. And I honestly believe, you know, he was pressured to sign that bill. But see, under the surface, he knows that he can allocate that money. He could take, instead of $700 billion for the military, he could take $100 billion out of that if he wants to. You know, that's what the omnibus bill means. So when they're allotting this $500 million to Planned Parenthood and $700 million to the military and Harry Reid's tunnels or bridges or whatever it is, Chuckie Schumer's, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen. So we just have to kind of sit back and wait and see, you know. Well, so I'm semi-optimistic on it. I'm not saying I'm sold on it. You know, it depends. Actions speak louder than words, and we have to watch what he does, not what he says. So we'll see.
Indeed. One of the most vile aspects of that, you mentioned the Planned Parenthood for murdering babies and sterilizing women and men, is particularly just horrific and shocking to the public conscience. Thank you so much, Michael. I appreciate your commentary and more good callers. Be blessed.
All right. Thanks for the call, Chris. All right, we got to go to a break. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Phone lines will be open the rest of the show. 800-313-9443. Bye. Be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well, it's all right, doing the best you can. Well, it's all right, as long as you lend a hand.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. That's interesting. Last time I called into Alex Jones' show was, I don't know, 12, 13 years ago. That was a long time ago. And he cut me off. Finally did get through, but he cut me off and talked over me and then hung up on me. Of course, I was a newbie in the movement. But that said, I didn't know he screened his calls. But with that, let's go to Sovereign Man from Freedom Land. How are you, my friend?
Hey, Bert. How are you today?
I'm doing well. What's on your mind?
Go back to the issue of privacy.
Okay.
There is a website that deals with privacy. I think it was started by some of the people that were associated with DuckDuckGo.
Okay.
Might even be Firefox, but it's called privacy.house, HAUS.com, I believe.
All right.
There are different applications. Listen to a program. I actually have moved an email or created an email at protonmail.com, which is one of the applications that are listed. So,
okay, let me back up a minute. You said it was privacy.haus.com. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, and do the second one again. The second one you said something about that was what?
Protonmail. It's actually an encrypted email.
Okay.
Yeah, if you go to privacyhouse.com, all these privacy applications are listed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I also use an application that was written by John McAfee. You might want to look him up because he's into privacy. Not associated with McAfee Antivirus anymore. He sold that a long, long time ago.
Uh-huh.
It's called, the application I use to interrogate my applications is called Decentral One. It's O-N-E.
Okay.
It seems like all these platforms are moving more toward a Linux platform, like, say, Windows 10. I mean, it's moving and looking more like a tablet, you know, an Android kind of thing. It's they're forcing us into these different interfaces.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, because, you know, they come out with Windows 7, and then they upgraded to Windows 10, and I didn't get Windows 10 for a long time. I tried to stay away from it for as long as I could until my other computer crashed, and then I bought a new computer, and Windows 10 was already on there. But, and I don't claim to be a internet wizard here, Sovereign Man, but when they upgrade these Windows programming, and they keep coming out with these, you know, later versions, is it to behind the scenes intrude even further into our privacy? Is that what this is all about?
Well, I mean, it's a double-edged sword. Me personally, I believe that the technology is neither good nor evil, just like, you know, your liberty toll, your right to defend yourself, supposedly protected by the Second Amendment. That is neither good nor evil. It's just a tool. It's the intent that is where the problem is.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. Yeah, all right.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I also wanted to let you know, I think I dropped a link in the RBN live chat, rbnlive.chattango.com. There's actually a way to turn off Windows 10 updates. This last update, it killed one of my Windows 10 computers. It killed the boot record on HP computer. So what you can do is, I mean, it happened when I was in the middle of doing something. The thing took over and just started updating, you know. And then now I don't have access to the data on that computer for right now. But you can actually turn those Windows updates off, and you can update it at your leisure, you know.
It doesn't take
control.
Well, that's good to know. All right. We've got a break coming up here shortly. Got another caller on the line here. Sovereign Man, anything else you want to add before I let you go?
No. You want to look up Glimmer Glass, Paradigm Shifts, PDF. It's a WikiLeaks. Link. It actually shows how they're tracking all of us through our social networking and our chats and our phone calls. I mean, that document was from 2011. It was one of the now we're knowing about SES and Serco, the biggest corporation you never heard of. Blah blah blah. Yeah.
It's ugly. All right. Thanks a lot. I'll look into that. Thank you, Sovereign Man. Sheldon, you'll be up after the break. I got a break coming up here shortly, I'm pretty sure. I'm looking at the clock, and I'm thinking I should be hearing music. So unless there's something wrong with... Oh, there we go. Okay, we'll be back after the break, folks. Right after the break, Sheldon.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Your host. Let's go to Sheldon in Idaho. Sheldon, you're on with Michael. How you doing? Thank you for holding. What's on your mind?
Client mentioned it. Not bad at all. I heard one of my clients mentioned out in the shop, so I thought I'd come in and give a little support there. That Proton Mail is kind of like the original Eudora from back in the late 80s. It's just plain and simple. There's no ads. I'm sure there's some place there to steer it so that you don't get spammed or whatever, but after 2 years, I've never need to use that feature if it's even there.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
I just send this to my people over in England and around the planet, and when I click in and get in there and it decrypts, I either have a mail from somebody I know or I don't, and it's free.
Cool. All right. Well, I've got it all written down here, so as soon as I get a little time, I'm going to start digging into it and find out. But I appreciate the input. Anything else you want to add?
No, that's just it. But you really should look at it. And to get there directly, you should go to protonmail.com. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Sheldon. I appreciate that. Let's go to B.C. in Pennsylvania. B.C., you're on with Michael. How you doing?
Okay, Michael. Got a question. Clear up for me on the 18,000 federally sealed indictments. What did Trump do on March the 20th?
What did he do on March the 20th? He amended. Hold on a minute. Let me pull that up. Just a minute. That's going to be here on March. Just a minute. I thought I had it. I've got this stuff posted in here on. You talking about the amendments to the Manual of Courts Martial?
I don't know exactly what it was. That you just mentioned March 20th, and I thought it had to do with these sealed indictments.
Well, he signed the bill on March the 1st. Maybe I misquoted the 20th. I thought I read something about it was March 20th. March 1st, the 2018 amendments to the Manual for the Courts Martial in the United States. He signed that on March the 1st. Okay. But, you know, I want to get into that in a little bit more detail, BC, when I go on John's show Friday to, you know, hopefully my audience will be listening there too with John's audience to bring everybody up to speed on the timeline, which is what I've been working on.
Okay, I'll catch you on Friday.
All right, thanks. I appreciate the call, BC. There's a number of things in this timeline that are indicative of what is going on behind the scenes that I'm going to share with everybody, folks, and that's what I've been working diligently on, if you will, losing sleep over and that sort of thing. So at any rate, I'm going to get back to this Michael McKibben, and, you know, the innocents have nothing to do with fear. So... Well, I guess I can't go back into it. Scottish John and Austin, you're on with Michael. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, all right, Michael. Hey, listen, see, before I start, I've made about five attempts at a dial in and never got through. And in between me dialing, my phone rang. And it's this wee bird who's called me time and time again from telling me I've got a free holiday at a resort in Florida. So I hung up on her and I picked the phone up to dial you again. She's still bloody talking. And I hung up, picked up the phone again. She's still talking. Four times I hung up and picked the... What the hell? Anyway, listen,
Go ahead.
I phoned in to ask you a favor, please. Someone raised a query on my Facebook page. And apparently, prior to State of the Union address back in January, I guess it was, Donald Trump was apparently being interviewed on, I think it said NPR, and he made some comment to the effect that it would be hard to unify the country without a major event. Now, I'd never heard about this until last night. Someone posted this item on my Facebook page, and I got several comments on it. And I thought about that day that you talked about, remember you got some kind of notification from your talent agent or something? About a casting call and people who didn't mind
being... it was a casting call for a supposed fake shooting on March 26th in Tucson. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
All right.
Can you remember the day you broadcast that so as I can share that onto them?
Yeah, it was either March the 22nd. Let's see, it was either the 22nd or the 23rd.
All right, I'll go back and look for it, mate.
Okay. All right.
All right. Anything? Thanks a lot.
Anything? All right. Thank you. Yes. Okay. So getting back into this, innocent people have nothing to fear. The problem is the nature of the software. Its gears and its pulleys are unseen electrons in bits and bytes, so a user has no way to double check. And this is where the digital professions must raise their ethical bar and stop the exploitation of people's lack of knowledge about how the data processing works. With that, let's go to Marin, Wisconsin. Marin, you're on with Michael. Thank you for interrupting me. Go ahead.
I'll try to be quick. I just have some quick points, and they're not really on this, but first off, anything that has to smear Germany anymore, they got to stop doing that. I mean, if Germany's first name is Nazi, N-O-T-S-E-E, what's America's first name? All lies or all eyes or both?
Okay. Who are you speaking of that is smearing Germany?
Well, I'm talking about that AIM. I'm not too sure about him anyway. Gabriel Douglas Gabriel.
Well, you know, I listened to that interview that you sent me, I listened to. And Jason Goodman was saying that this Douglas Gabriel actually threatened his life. Okay,
yep.
So, and Phil McConnell didn't have anything, he was kind of neutral about it, he didn't have anything good or bad
to say
about it.
He's always like that. He lets people show themselves, right?
Right.
I mean, he was even saying, I hope BB gets better so he can, you know, at least get his spirit right before he leaves the mortal coil. But,
also, that's admirable. I mean, I don't wish any ill on any human being. I just wish that certain human beings would change their ways, that's all.
Well, they need to be taken out of control by ones that know better. That's
yeah,
all.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree
so
with
that's
you.
What we're about, and that's what we're working on. And I just want to say this about the circumcision thing. Everybody always likes to harp on what Talmud Stream Media has told them about female genital mutilation, and we don't know that. We don't know that at all. We know that because Talmud Stream Media is pushing it. Everybody look up Janice Barcelo, J-E-A-N-N. N-I-C-E, and her last name is B-A-R-C-E-L-L-O. Go to BitChute to look for her. They took everything down of hers, but she's very much onto this everything. Circumcision, that's the least of it. But
Wait. What's your point here? Are you saying it doesn't exist?
Oh, no. No, what I'm saying is, I'm saying the male circumcision. I bet you're circumcised. All the men just take it like it means nothing. No, it harms us. It does brain damage. Some babies go into shock and die, you know? And it helps it keeps them from bonding with their mothers and later with a wife or a mate. That's why we have, that's one of the reasons we have so much trouble. Some of the Jews mock it and say, oh, well, they make good soldiers. Yeah, that's what we need, more soldiers, more order followers. But anyway, about her, that wasn't just it. The last thing she sent was a really good ongoing thing about Parkland, and that's when they took everything down of hers, and she's been under severe attack, EMF, and I don't know what all else. So look her up, please, and
Hey, okay, Mer, look. I'm in a very precarious position right now because my ink pen just ran out of ink, and I got a whole stack of ink pens, but they're in the other room. Okay.
I'll put it in the chat, and I'll send it to you.
Okay. Go ahead. Put her. Send me her name. In an email. Okay. And I'll take a look at it. All right.
Last point I want to hit is the omnibus. Obama did nothing but omnibus, and he pocketed the money. Doesn't matter what it's supposed to go for. Trump can send it wherever he wants to. He can walk it back from Planned Parenthood and everything else.
No, I know. I said that earlier on the show. Yeah.
Veto.
What?
Huh? They expected to veto it, just like they expected him never to go to the Jerusalem thing. He's like, here, you want some rope? Hang yourself.
I agree. Yeah, and all these people are making this big stink about it, you know, but they don't understand what an omnibus bill is, you know. So, you know, and I had this conversation with John yesterday about this, you know, he actually, you know, I think I caught the first 10 minutes of the show. He misspoke about a couple things because I just kind of brought him up to speed on the fact that, indeed, they can arrest anybody, American or not, on American soil because of the Patriot Act, because of the Military Commissions Act, and because of the NDAA. You know, you don't...
This is what worries me about the Talmud stream media. People think, oh, I have to watch some so I can tell you what's going on. I don't want to know what's going on there. Find it from other sources like we do. I don't care if it's Jeanine Pirro or Tucker Carlson or any of them. They're all working for the same bunch. Sure. The beast. Maybe
I agree.
Music.
I'm sure you know as well as the rest of my listening audience, if it's not a baseball game, I don't even watch baseball on TV. I watch it on MLB.com.
They own the sports, too. They own the sports, and they're fixed just as much as the elections are. They just want our time.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to stop watching my Cubs, okay? So there you go.
Okay, you do what you got to do. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks. Anyway, getting back to this. Hold on a second. Let me clear this off here, folks, so in case another phone call comes in and interrupts me, I'll know it's there, okay? So hold on just a second. Yeah, all right. All right, phones are clear. Okay. All right, so anyway, yeah, getting back to this. So what McKibben is saying that they need to, raise the ethical bar, which isn't going to happen, and the exploitation of people's lack of knowledge. I mean, it's kind of human nature. You know, you hear a conversation that's interesting, and it's human nature to eavesdrop. Well, these people have taken it to the nth degree, folks. They want to, you know, they want to eavesdrop on everybody for anything and then use it against them if they find occasion to do so. So he's saying that we need technologists with integrity, like you can find that in Washington, who make the moral choice not to exploit the data of others just because they can get away with it. Now, the other question that was posed is, how do we get the average internet user to realize that software providers have personal, political, and economic agendas that might harm them? And McKibben responds, users typically focus on function and usability. How I get X done. They don't even think about the risks and exposures. They assume the software provider is acting in good faith. The leader strives to live up to the responsibility, and we are trying to set a higher standard on behalf of users. The industry must stop the exploitation because it is immoral. You think that's ever going to happen without a big shakedown? And talking about a major event, okay, that they're talking about actually, you know, war with Iran, which could escalate in a nuclear war, and they're talking behind the scenes insanely about winning a nuclear war, which isn't going to happen. They'll make the whole Earth into a parking lot. But the other major event could be, and I say could be, might be, okay, the exposure and the dumping of the SES, folks. So, back to McKibben. Just listen to the equivocation of many tech experts on security and privacy. The responses are full of non-concrete platitudes and pacifications rather than practical actions. And it's often just around the corner, but never here and now. The here and now is technically possible here and now. That's what's next for trusted, secure, social people, he believes. Now, the next question posed to him is, how is the court case with Facebook going? What did they steal from you? Oh, I already broadcast that. Never mind. He goes into grandiose detail about that. Here's a good one. What do you think the future lies for young people? What's the most up-and-coming area worth putting effort in to guarantee success? McKibben responds, I think trusted, secure social apps that respect personal property, security, and privacy. Like privacyhouse.com? Like protonmail.com? Okay. We hope our platform will be central to this effort. The civilized world is starting to figure out that the current social environment hijacked our invention for illicit purposes. And they'll realize that trusted global services cannot be built on the shifting sand of privacy, property, and security invasion, no matter how many Orwellian to enhance social engagement excuses are used by Facebook executives and others. Facebook's one-size-fits-all approach is designed to do three things. Snatch your personal data from financial transactions, sell your data to favored third parties to maximize their advertising revenue, and manipulate elections. One of the most current schemes is to capture personal health information. Now, hopefully, people are coming to realize that what you don't know may be hurting you in ways that you cannot imagine. Estonians over 30 know a few things about snoopers and how they hurt people. And what people need are digital tools that they can trust. They need tools that respect users' privacy, property, and security in actual fact. And real security is much more than a catchy public relations buzzword. Privacy and security require a lot of serious professional engineering, work backed by the integrity and commitment of moral, ethical purveyors. They need tools that can adapt seamlessly and dynamically to these requirements, and that's what we invented. However, Facebook exploited only the no security and no privacy portions of our invention. In other words, he put it together where all of this stuff, they wouldn't have been snooping and pooping on us, folks. So he goes on to say, I see trusted, secure social as the next wave, and it will be with an entirely new group of developers since the first waves of the self-described hackers have proven themselves untrustworthy. The words of Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount come to mind. You shall know them by their fruits. So, next question. How do we get the average Joe, you know, the lunch bucket guy out there watching mainstream news, to care enough about their privacy so that they could switch from a less private technologies and favor perhaps a less popular but more secure service? As in, how would we get people to move away from, well, say, Facebook en masse? Here's his reply. Here's where the media can help much more than it has done to date. The risks and harms of open data must be publicized. Theft, kidnapping, extortion, drug pushing to teens, harassment, etc. The real-world examples will help the uniformed average Joe about how they are hurt. The ethical dilemma for the media is its growing dependence on advertising revenues generated by the social media providers who are the worst privacy offenders. Democracy, he misuses the word, it's really supposed to be a republic here, cannot survive without a free and independent press. And we can only hope that the press figures out how to do its job in the midst of this messy conflict. Boy, is he not even this. We need the free press to be a watchdog against corruption, fraud, and abuse. Isn't that what RBN is, folks? We are the free press. Well, we're not a press because, you know, we don't write a lot of articles, but I'm sorry, we're the free orators of the truth, or what we deem to believe and vet as the truth, and we make mistakes, you know, so there you are. Got to go to a break. Final segment coming up. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Be right back. See you in three.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5. For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of.
Okay. I'm going through my email during the break. Hang glide home. You don't have to send me an email to ask if you can call in. The number's 800-313-9443. Call me. I don't care. All right. Back to this. Now, sends me an email and asks permission to call in now. Okay. Well, anyway, according to McKibben, sadly, it appears that the media independence is marching in lockstep backwards to be a failed Pravda model by sacrificing itself on the altar of social media advertising revenue. And this is a clear and present danger to all freedom-loving people. It's pretty scary, folks, when you go in there and anything you're doing online, whether you're looking to shop for boots or you're looking to buy an airplane ticket or you're shopping for a car, and the next thing you get off topic and you're going off to something else and boom, all these pop-ups are coming on talking about a deal on this or a deal on that or a deal on plane fare going from point A to point B, which tells you that they're watching every keystroke, or they're marking down every keystroke that you make. So why would they not? Why would we not think that they're listening to our Skype conversations, or that they're listening on our telephone, or that they can turn it on remotely and listen through, you know, the camera in your computer or the camera in your TV set? It's ludicrous to not think that when they've basically just given themselves away by putting those advertisements up, you know, for things that you just happen to be looking into the day before or the night before or whenever. You know, I mean, it's just ridiculous. And I never even got to this this Forbes article today. This is by Lawrence Kotlikoff, and I'll just read you the headline of it. Has our government spent $21 trillion of our money without telling us? And my answer to that question, based upon the information and the research that I've been digging into, the answer is yes, they have. They have siphoned off, and they have bilked, and they have fooled the gullible taxpayers into believing it's going for one thing when it's really going for another, and just about everything it's going for is being used against that very taxpayer. What kind of a sick society is that? How did these people get into office? The secret society that supposedly was just this little society of a few FBI agents and so forth, an insurance policy just in case Trump got elected. No, this has been going on for a long, long time. Thank you very much, Jimmy Carter, who was appointed, who was put in there by Rothschild and Rockefeller with his chief of staff, I believe it was Zbigniew Brzezinski, okay, these communists. Oh, my God. And he signed on to this thing, and it was taken over. The whole civil service was taken over and permeated with these cockroaches, if you will. Don't you just love our government, folks? Yes, there's going to have to be a major event, John, Scottish John in Austin, and I'm hoping that that major event is going to be the exposure of the SES and CERCO. Hopefully I'll be back tomorrow. I got a lot of work to do tonight, folks. So tune in, see if I'm here. Friday, Michael Gaddy is coming up. Next Tuesday, Phil McConnell. James and Joanne Moriarty at some point next week. So I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Figure out I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.